Yo.
Summer came and left without a warning. All at once I looked and you were gone. And now you're looking back at me, searching for a way that we can be like we were before. Now I'm back to what I knew before you. Somehow the city doesn't look the same. I'd give my life for one more night of having you here to hold me tight. Oh, please take me there again. Whoa. And I remember how you loved me. Time was all we had until the day we said goodbye. And I remember every moment of those endless summer nights. Yeah! And I still recall the walks along the beaches, and the way your hair would glisten in the sun, rising in the afternoon, making love to you under the moon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you remember all the nights we spent in silence? Every single breath you took was mine. We can have it all again. Say that you'll be with me when the sun brings your heart to mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember how you loved me. Time was all we had until the day we said goodbye. Those endless summer nights. There's only so much I can say, so please don't run away from what we have together. It's only you and me tonight, so let's stay lost in flight. Won't you please surrender?
Everybody, I guess you could call this tonight Richard Marx and Friends. I'm going to be bringing out some friends of mine that I've known for quite a while, who are these amazingly talented people that come and help me out on a couple of songs. And this first guest is someone I just met a few weeks ago. She's an amazingly talented young singer-songwriter, and I wanted you guys to hear her sing. So she came in from L.A. She's actually from Chicago originally. And I'd love you to give her a warm welcome. Would you please give it up for Miss Sarah Nimitz? This song I'm going to do with Sarah marked the beginning of a very, very special musical relationship and friendship that I had with the late, great Luther Vandross. And tonight, Sarah is going to be singing, and this is called Keep Coming Back.
You know just how to hurt me and how to take all my pain away. Girl, you must be the devil in disguise. There were times I think you knew when I was so afraid of you. There's some kind of madness in your eyes. You know very deep in my heart, nobody else can see. Something in you is taking some kind of hold on me. Yeah, I don't know why I keep coming back to you, babe. Oh, just tell me why I keep coming back. Surely be lovers, and I say we can just be friends. Wow, baby, all of this talking makes me want you more. Oh, you got a way of confusing a heart that nobody else can do. Why should I try?
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sarah Nimitz. Wow. I would like to now bring out the most amazing string quartet to play with us. These are all members of the Chicago Symphony. Would you please make them welcome? I gotta tell you guys a story about this song. I wrote this song back in about 1991, and I was on this really long tour around the world. Oh, and this is Mr. Steve Hornbeek. Ever since I was a little boy, I've been a huge fan of mystery novels, you know, and murder mysteries and stuff. So I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and write a story song, you know, with a plot and characters. And an idea came to me, and I started to work on it. And the more I worked on it, the more I knew that it sucked. So I was home. I had a little break from the tour, and I went up to my music room. I thought, I'll just sing this stupid song down one time and throw it in a drawer and forget about it. So I'm in the middle of playing it, and my wife, Cynthia, comes to get me for dinner. And she opens the door, and she sees that I'm recording something, so she kind of just hangs there for a second. And I finish the song, and I stop it, and she goes, "Whoa, what is that song?" And I said, "Oh, it's this stupid song idea I had. I'm not going to do anything with it. It's this song about a little town in Nebraska." And there's this river that runs through the town, and there's a girl that lives in the town named Mary. And one day Mary disappears. She just vanishes. And no one knows what happened to her. And I'm the narrator of the song, but I'm also sort of this weird guy that lives in the town. And maybe I had something to do with her disappearance. Or it's like, this is like the worst Twin Peaks episode ever. I said, I'm not going to do anything with it or record it, anything. And my wife said, "Babe, that is a huge hit song." And I said, "Babe, no, it's not." Now, okay, this is an important part of the story, because you guys here and you guys out in television land, you husbands and boyfriends, you know what I'm talking about. All we want, once in a while, is to be freaking right. Because we're never right. And so in this moment, I thought, I've got her. This is what I do for a living. I know what I'm talking about. And so I'm actually admitting to you guys now that the only reason I recorded this song at all was to prove her wrong. Knowing that no one would pay attention to this stupid song. And about 5 months later, this song was number one in 13 countries. We'll do this song for you. It's called Hazard.
When I was just 7, even then the folks in town say with prejudiced eyes, "That boy's not right." 3 years ago when I came to know Mary, first time that someone looked beyond the rumors and the lies and saw the man inside. We used to walk down the sun go down. We used to walk along the river and dream our way out of this town. Mm-hmm. understood what I felt for Mary. No one cared until the night she went out walking alone, and she never came home. Man with a badge came knocking next morning. He was eyes surrounded by a thousand figures of me, pointing right at me.
Thank you. Mr. Steve Hornbeek and the quartet, please. My dad was the most talented musician I've ever known. He started out as a jazz pianist back in the late 50s and early 60s. And then he started his own company here in Chicago, where he wrote and produced and arranged music for television and radio commercials. And, I mean, he wrote hundreds and hundreds of these famous ones. And on top of all that, the greatest dad ever. I hit the dad lottery with him. And so when I lost him nearly 14 years ago, it was so devastating for me. And it took me years to kind of realize something that maybe some of you have experienced as well, those of you who've lost somebody really close to you, which is that there comes a point when you realize you're never going to get over it. And that's okay, because that sometimes keeps people closer to you when they're gone. And I know for me, and I hope for you, I feel my dad, you know, with me always. Sometimes stronger than others, but always. And I hope that is true for you too. So I'd like to sing this for my dad. It's called Through My Veins.
Of a cafe I passed by, and though clearly my reflection, it was your face I recognized. And after all these years, I'm still right here where you left me. And I've been called guess there's not a lot that you forgot to tell me, but I've missed you. It's you running through my
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'd like to do my new single that's out on the radio right now. A song I wrote with my dear friend, Mr. Matt Scannell. This is called When You Loved Me.
Said goodbye. I turn and I see you, but don't trust my eyes. You look at me and I can't breathe. And every word perfect for when this day would come, but standing and now I can't find even one. All I want to say is written on my face. I close my eyes every time I wake up. Every little thing makes me think of when you loved me, when you loved me. And I don't really want to talk about the weather. The truth is that I was there's somewhere that you've got to go. Give me one more minute, one more memory to hold. And wherever you're going to, take this with you. I close my eyes every time I wake up, 'cause
everybody. Some of you may know this next guy as one of the biggest box office motion picture stars in the world. Some of you may know him as a Tony Award-winning Broadway star. Some of you may know him as the best host the Oscars have ever had. Yeah, some of you know him as Wolverine. Yeah. I know him as all those things, but I also know him as truly one of the kindest, most amazing human beings I've ever had the pleasure to know in my life. Please, would you welcome Mr. Hugh Jackman?
Chicago! Hey! You ready to walk?
Ticket on a liver plane. I ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm coming home. My baby, she wrote me a letter.
I don't care how much money I gotta spend. I gotta get back to my baby once again. Lonely days are gone, I'm coming home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. She wrote me a letter, said she could not live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I gotta get back to my baby once more? Anyway,
I don't care how much money I gotta spend. I gotta get back to my baby once again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a coming home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. We'll be right back.
wrote me a letter, said you could not live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I gotta get back to my baby once more? Anyway, I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Gotta get back to my baby once again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a coming home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. My baby, she wrote me a letter. My baby, she wrote me a letter. Oh! My baby, my baby, my baby. She wrote me a letter.
When I was just 7, even then the folks in town said with prejudiced eyes, that boy's not right. 3 years ago when I came to know Mary, first time that someone looked beyond the rumors and the lies and saw the man inside. We used to walk down the the sun go down. We used to walk along the river and dream our way out of this town. What I felt for Mary, no one cared until the night she went out walking alone, and she never came home. The man with a badge came knocking next morning. He was I surrounded by a thousand fingers of me, pointed right at me.
Somebody said they heard me call your name. Radio won't let you leave my mind. I know it's over, but I don't know why. Should've known better, or better fall in love with you. Now love's just a faded memory. Should've known better, I'm a prisoner to this dream.
We'll be right back. time, you're bound to be a star. And even if you don't go all the way, know that you'll go far. There's racist the rats, they can turn you upside down. There ain't no one you can count on in a sneezy little town. Oh no, lots of promises in the dark. Don't you open your heart, cause it don't mean nothing, the words that they say. Oh, it don't mean nothing, these games that you play. Oh, it don't mean nothing, no victim, no crime. Don't mean nothing till you sign it on the dotted line. Woo! Yeah! The director smiles. Don't mean nothing till you sign it on the dotted line.
Thank you so much. First of all, let me please introduce the band to you. On the bass guitar, the lovely and talented Mr. John Howard. He's sitting in with us tonight for such a beautiful special occasion. I'm so thrilled he was here with us. Would you please give it up for my friend, Mr. Matt Scannell. On the keyboards, Mr. Steve Hornbeek. On the drums, Chuck Tilley. And on the lead guitar over here, my brother from another mother. Please give it up for Mr. Kevin Marks. Thank you. Will you sing it with me? Let's close out tonight together, singing together, okay? Just you and me. Thank you, St. Charles. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you for being the perfect audience. Thank you, Sarah Nimitz. Thank you, Matt Scannell. And thank you, Hugh Jackman. Most of all, thank every one of you for being here. God bless you. I love you. Good night.
Done.
تازه های موسیقی از راک تا پاپ در برنامه هفتگی تاپ 10 سه‌شنبه ها ساعت 7:15 دقیقه شب به وقت ایران.
قلب 100 ساله سینمای ایران همچنان میتپد. این پیر هنر مادر را دید که در یک اتفاق ساده اسبهای سرمست طبیعت بیجان را به مهمانی گاوها برد. برادران آبمنگور را دید که با فرمان چه کردند و در جستجوی خانه دوست جدایی را تجربه کرد تا شاید نفس تازه‌ای بکشد. می‌خواهیم دمی از این نفس تازه باشیم.
سینمای ایران و جهان در برنامه اکران، به زودی از صدای آمریکا. جهت همکاری یا ارتباط با اکران از طریق آدرس الکترونیکی اکران @voanews.com با ما در ارتباط باشید.